My eyes are alabaster, my skin is grey. I'm fading into nothing, nothing every day. And the more you look, the more I'll be gone. Sometimes wrong is right, and right is wrong. My mind is for forgetting, my heart's an empty glove. I'm waiting for the thrushes to carry me above. I'm waiting for the songbirds with their rumours of love. Her shadow left its footprints upon the granite floor. I opened her gate. She opened her door. She said, "Come into the garden. The garden is your bride." I stepped upon her father's lawn. Her father fell and died. And my mind is for forgetting. My heart's an empty glove. I'm waiting for the thrushes to carry me above. I'm waiting for the songbirds with their rumours of love. All the children called, they called upon the widows. They threw their prunestone hearts and shattered all the windows. The sky fell down in anguish. It sparkled like a stone. They stuck it back with chewing gum. It just shone and shone. My mind is for forgetting. My heart's an empty glove. I'm waiting for the thrushes to carry me above. I'm waiting for the songbirds with their rumours of love. My mother had a baby. It came out black and blue. It came out on a Tuesday, but it just never grew. My mother said, "Sometimes, sometimes death is true." Death was a sibling I just never knew. My mind is for forgetting. My heart's an empty glove. I'm waiting for the thrushes to carry me above. I'm waiting for the songbirds with their rumours of love. The angels have been chirping inside my mind since birth. Ashes have been smouldering inside the hearth. The angels have souls as thin as light. Daytime is daytime because of night. My mind is for forgetting. My heart's an empty glove. I'm waiting for the thrushes to carry me above. I'm waiting for the songbirds with their rumours of love. I'm waiting for the songbirds with their rumours of love.
Good evening, everyone. You are listening to the inaugural performance of the Church of the Latter-day Serpents. And our chief organist is Dara Hennessy. And I am the mouth this evening, Sex W. Johnston. Unfortunately for me, I have to borrow the mind and the body of some fellow called John W. Sexton, and it's not too good today. His throat is ready to go. So if it goes and the voice disappears, I will have to mime. But we'll try our best, won't we? Miss Martha Sway stepped out one day when daffodils were weeping. Their heads all rot and brown begot, and none of them worth keeping. The sky was torn, the sun was warm, the stars were surely falling, their silver black, their shine all tack, their names not worth the calling. An owl all noise, a dove all lies, the songbirds now were screeching, no linnet trilled, no blackbird thrilled, but end of days beseeching. Miss Martha Sway went by the way of Mr. Dumpling's dwelling. His lawn was brown, his gate was down, his wooden house was swelling. His dog was thin, his hens done in, and there he stood all trembling. Behind his back, its dense coat black, a pallid cat was grumbling. Miss Martha Sway leapt straight away without a hesitation and landed hale upon its tail and demanded transportation. Behind her sat, his courage flat, her neighbour holding tightly. And off they flew to no one knew, but some might whisper quietly. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, fuck that, baby. Oh yeah. The dawn is dawning on Allen Ginsberg, 1965. Redwood takes the rein as I sluice out my third eye, and the whole fucking cosmos cracks its egg, and I'm born out there in the morning downpour. I'm a snake seraph again, vomiting nervous breakdowns of angelic prosutras. The flower from the grave of King Arthur for Peter Orlovsky, and I'm looking in my rucksack. There's a god goes that's gone in there. Cosmic nostrils surrounded by snakes, publishing their luminescent scales through the copyright offices of heaven. An oak tree has cancer of the breast on the road to London. Someone is taking down every word and says it'll appear in the Paris Review. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. As I stepped out along the fale, a stag appeared on every hill, and from their antlers issued flame, and in their hides was burnt my name. Descending through each sodden field, they cornered me and would not yield, and forced me nearer to the river, where I stepped downwards into water. And as I broke the river's skin, the reflected landscape took me in. Some power ensured I didn't drown and brought me to that upside down. And from the hills came seven seven does, with seven maidens, free of clothes. Our poet Jack, they said to me, lie down with us and you'll be free. Oh, women of this upside down, I lie with you until I drown, and like a fool I shed my clothes and stood there naked in the furs. But all they did was mock me then for being one with mortal men, those stags with fire upon each crown, then branded me to be their own. And with my flesh now marked as theirs, they kept me there for 7 years. For 7 years I ate but heather, grazing out in open weather. Lifted off from me, and I awoke in my own bed, the dream still throbbing in my head. When next I stepped along the fail, a stag appeared on every hill, and from their antlers issued flame, and in their hides was burnt my name.
I would just like to say that this whiskey is for medicinal purposes.
His hair is thick with sand. Watch the sun crawl, a white spider down the sky. Minus spades, a jack of clubs, time to die. The spittoon's full of cowboy phlegm, while straw and splinters seed the air. An Indian woman pours a scorpion's dream, and in his lung, that hidden knot of hair she had twisted in will tie him to the chair. Hidden at his crotch, he fumbles in his waistcoat for his watch. Eyes bright as whiskey, see through to his lie. Feel the sun crawl, a white spider down the sky. Minus spades, a jack of clubs, time to die. On the salt flats arisen, a herd of colts like steam. Their whinnying at night disrupts the owl's measure of sky. The snake's sloughed shimmer crackles under hoof. The fire spits phantoms of red starlight that blackens long before the moon's face. In the morning, a horse's skull
white on the trail, points to where the air peels itself free of the distant hills. Our ponies, brown as rich earth, pull against their reins, sensing the threshold of a gate that none of us can see. His hair is thick with sand. Watch the sun crawl, a white spider down the sky. Minor spades, a jack of clubs, time to die. Whiskey, I think it is time for an ancient poem. We stole this, didn't we, Dara, from Aegon Orahela, but as he's been dead since 1729, he'll hardly notice. Glimmer of glimmer I saw on the path neglected, green glass, the blue of our eyes inflected. A language, the notes of birdsong, of voices inhuman, a skin of fire, of snow, now white, now crimson. Twisted and twisted the braids of her hair, a sunset. The earth and the hills all one with their ferns, pure russet. The brooch at her neck, a star that had died in great brightness. A fragment of light since she was creation's first instance. Histories poured from her mind, though she was essentially rootless, of a king descended from kings, coming back though throneless. For the army enclosed him in exile, Bob Cotton sealed in a pillow. And her birdsong continued, alarums of blackbirds singing from sorrow. Bindings of bindings, I found myself bound in enchantments. Entrance on my body was pinioned so tightly, and hence I entreated of Mary, unfasten, O virgin, this glittering thrall. But through lightning to lucre we entered strangely magical hall. In that instant of instants, my heart's hammer beating not once, I travelled the marshes, though through black-mirrored pools of the bog, till I entered the dwelling of dwellings whose path I could not discern, to a place fashioned by druids with powers that men cannot earn. I was greeted at once by goblins and wantons, their demeanour not fair, while beauties whispered in shouts and clashed their gold hair. In fetters of iron, in fetters of will, I was bound to the spot held still, while a glimmer of glimmer was kissed on the mouth by a pox-riddled fool. I uttered a charm, I addressed her in verses so firm that shame upon shame would befall those betrothed to this worm. by the king who was bound far from here by mortals and fates, faithfully awaited a hand beyond the deep ocean's gate. Her eyes unclouded, for my words had reached to the bone. From her swoon she emerged in tears, comprehended my form. At that she sent me as guide from that hall of shimmer, and I was returned to the path where first I had met the glimmer of glimmer. Anguish, misery, rot and decline, dishevelment, death and despair. That bright, innocent beauty, warm-lipped and pure, is held by those lecherous wraiths and that black-hearted contender. Oh, for the lion to cross the steps of the ocean and tear them asunder.
Thank you, Aegon. You're always worth stealing from. Oh, sister owl, with your feathered throat, with your golden mouth in your silent coat, you cut our skin till our blood runs white. Our lantern hearts shed all their light. We see the past, the birth of stars, but endless space is never ours. Moonlight fills us, bright with pain. We burst out forth like falling rain. O sister owl, cough up our minds, our pulverized bones are ground quite fine. We see the future, the death of stars, but empty space is never ours. No sunlight fills us, bright as leaves. We glitter not, entice not thieves. O sister owl, our souls are mulch. We stain the earth and the sky as much. The sky is red with our demise. Its promise nothing, its promise lies. Daytime, nighttime, the skies are false, the stars long dead in their destined course. Homeless of shadows, and such, we await your judgment, we await your touch. Oh, sister owl, with your feathered throat, with your golden mouth in your silent coat, you cut our skin till our blood runs white. Our lantern hearts shed all their light. Our lantern hearts shed all their light. All their light.
All right.
actually making this up as we go along. I am the fascist dictator to this genius. Like all fascist dictators, geniuses are worth using. This next one is going to be a mistake. But greatness comes from mistakes. So do shite lives, but anyway, we won't worry about that. Well, that was good, that was a chorus. We might harness that later on. You have no idea what you just said. It's just going to happen. You have uttered a prophecy. The woodlice stir their armoured hulls as moonlight glazes woods. A dormice flies with grace and ease, his consciousness in threads. An owl takes silver from the stars as angels bow their heads. Upon a rock, a teenage girl gives birth to Jesus Christ. Not this, the firstborn Son of God, this one, the Son born twice. For this Son is the Son born right, his swaddling rich with lice. For Christ is born again tonight, a Christ child for the poor. Not one who'll be so quickly stole from sinner, thief, or whore. For this child is the Son of Truth, for now and evermore. And if in 30 years from now, by happenstance you meet a man of lice and greasy skin, a beggar on the street, make no mistake, it's Christ you shun, it's Christ you dare to slight. For Jesus number two is born, make sure you give a toss. His mother bleeds her life away as Christ is born on moss. Salvation comes a second time. Disdain it at your loss. You see, baby, you're a little prophet there. Do you see what happened there? Prophecy. Okay, we're going to do two more now, and then we're going to escape. We're not really going to go very far. We're going to stay here. Sway to the nightmare's force. In
in their grey herds, the dust mites congregate. You feel the rats scratching behind the grate. Account in your diary for every loss. Meanwhile, the distant stars determine fate. The lampshade dims light to a gentle state. Suns incinerate space without a fuss. In their grey herds, the dust mites congregate, and the distant stars determine fate.
Oh yeah. Now, we only discovered this recently, but Dara Hennessy and myself are very closely related. Aren't we, Dara? And we share our lineage with the person you are about to meet. There was a big fat navvy with a hanky on his head and his arse hanging out through the back of his pants and his belly so large it nearly touched the ground, and he found the world, it was broken in half, so he put it in a wheelbarrow, wheeled it down the road. That was me Uncle Willie. Willie, Willie, that was me Uncle Willie. And the road was torn with vulvar lips, and the verge side shook their slender hips, and down through that hole tumbled the world, and the wheelbarrows wheeled with a pig-like squeal, and that big fat navvy last of all. That was me Uncle Willie. Willie, Willie, that was me Uncle Willie. And down there too, and gnashing their teeth, were popes and ministers, saints and thieves, ships and palaces, suns and moons, knives and forks and plates and spoons. And taking a knife, he cut a slice and ate his way out, bite by bite. That was me Uncle Willie. Willie, Willie, that was me Uncle Willie. And in that chamber were paedophile priests and dried up nuns seeking release, and all had captured innocent children under the sky's red emulsion, and he gutted each ecclesiastical worm and rescued those children from all harm. A gwirl of girlines and a gwarl of garsoons. That was me Uncle Willie. Willie, Willie, that was me Uncle Willie. And they gave him a pension of £3.10, and a suit of clothes made of hydrogen, and a house on a hill with a view of the sea, and an endless supply of porridge and tea. And he ate his fill until 104. And if you put your ear to the sea, you can still hear him snore. That was me Uncle Willie. Willie, Willie, that was me Uncle Willie. A big thank you to Paul Casey for making this possible and putting the two distant cousins together. And a big thank you for Dara Hennessy for splicing himself to this lunatic who stole the body of John W. Sexton. Thank you.